Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Was it the Cape at Drive Time? Welcome back. 0723807 12 is the WhatsApp number. Thanks to that listener who sent us this picture of a fire up on the slopes of Gordon's Bay. It's horrible to see somebody's house burning down. Wow. Ever since the publication and release of the book President's Keepers, written by former SABC journalist Jacques Poe, the State Security Agency has demanded that the book be withdrawn. But what are the legal aspects of this development? Online is Professor Shadrach Gutto, former constitutional law expert and former director at the Center for African Renaissance Studies. Professor Gutto, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good afternoon or evening to the listeners.
They all reply back to you. Professor Gutto, what do you make of these so-called threats to sue Jacques Poe for his writing of President's Keepers? I sometimes think that these are just threats, and that if some of these people do end up in the courts, they could have egg on their face. But what's your view?
Well, I think anyone has a right, if they think that the court can solve the problem or the dispute they have, to go to court. However, in this particular matter, I think it will be very futile. I don't think it will succeed because what we have here are writing, first of all, freedom of expression, press freedom, and at the same time, I think that they have pointed out where the information is coming from. So for anyone to sue and try to indicate that the person has violated maybe someone's freedom of dignity and so on, they have to really provide court with evidence that what has been presented in that book are not correct. And I doubt if that will be done. So I personally, at this point, the information available in public does indicate that the writer was right in what they did, and it is the burden is on the other side to indicate that what he presented was not correct.
Yeah, because, I mean, as we talk right now, the State Security Agency has asked for a cease and desist order. They haven't actually filed papers. SARS have also come on board. They haven't filed papers. And even Arthur Fraser, many question marks surrounding him, has said, yes, he's suing. He also hasn't filed papers. Do you think it's significant that the personalities in the SSA and SARS are in fact the personalities mentioned in the book and those who could stand to lose a lot if they actually go to court?
I think they will. It's very difficult for them to be able to prove that what has been written or published incorrect. And I believe that we live in a democracy where we need openness and credibility and so on. So the burden is more on those who want to take the matter to court to be able to indicate the wrongfulness or what has been published in the book is wrong. So I personally, at this particular moment, believe that they have to think very carefully. Otherwise, they are going to waste a lot of money in the courts, and it will not only go through the High Court, it will matter will move on to the Supreme Court of Appeal up to the Constitutional Court. And it is expensive, but if they so have the money to use to pursue the matter, they can do so. But their prospects of success against the author and the publisher of the book are very slim, very, very slim, in my view.
And of course, I mean, there is the fact that a publisher, and this is a reputable publishing company that has published President's Keepers by Jacques Poe, that reputable publishing company is going to have a team of lawyers looking at the manuscript. I've written books as well, and you get teams looking at your manuscript and making sure that you've got things right, and if you've got things wrong, then a lawyer looks at it, an editor looks at it. So there's a very rigorous process before something is put into print that could be controversial as well. So there have already been checks and balances.
Yes, I mean, a publisher doesn't just publish, even a newspaper. You have to really try as much as you can to be able to verify the validity or veracity of what you are really publishing, because there are laws governing that. You always at risk of being taken to court either for defamation, crimen injuria, and so on. So all those must have been dealt with earlier on, but there's always a judgment in those matters, so some can judge that there's nothing wrong, and there turns out to be something wrong when evidence is provided in court. So I think the courts are the place where the truth will come out. Both sides will have to indicate the truthfulness or lack of truthfulness of what is in the book. So the matter is still hanging, and we wait to see what the drama that's going to happen in the court. But the more they do it, the more the book is going to be printed and reprinted and reprinted and bought by the people. At the moment, there are thousands of people waiting for the reprint of the book because the first print was sold out, and people are waiting for the reprint. And I think a lot of money is going to be made by the publishers and the author in this particular matter. So they will be able to defend themselves very strongly in a court of law.
Indeed. In fact, A Finest Keepers has already sold 20,000 copies, and in the South African book market, if non-fiction sells 3,000 copies, it's basically a very, very good seller, and it's gone up to 20,000, and Jacques Poseret had three death threats as well. And Finest Keepers, as Professor Gutto said, is rolling off the presses as we talk.
Thank you.
Professor Chadra Gutu, thanks for chatting to us about President's Keepers, Jacques Poe's book, and the likelihood of him being sued. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome. Thank you, and thanks to the listeners.